U.S. and North Korean officials held a meeting at a non-proliferation conference held in Moscow. A former U.S. official who attended the conference told VOA's Korean service, as the denuclearization talks between Pyongyang and Washington remain deadlocked at this time. U.S. officials, led by Mark Lambert, director of the Office of Korean Affairs at the State Department, attended that three-day annual Moscow non-proliferation news conference. Chol Isu, head of the North Korean Foreign Ministry's North American Department, led the delegation from Pyongyang. On a day of public testimony and impeachment, witnesses say that President Trump asked about Ukraine investigations. AP's Ed Donahue.
William Taylor is the top diplomat in Ukraine. He testified there were discussions about U.S. aid and investigations of Joe Biden.
A member of my staff could hear President Trump on the phone asking Ambassador Sondland about the investigations.
Gordon Sondland is another diplomat. That staff member asked him what President Trump thought about Ukraine.
Mr. Sondland responded that President Trump cares more about the investigations of Biden.
This was after President Trump's July phone call with the new leader of Ukraine that set off the impeachment inquiry. Ranking Republican Devin Nunes says nothing bad happened.
Security assistance was provided to Ukraine without the Ukrainians having done any of the things they were supposedly being blackmailed to do.
An anonymous whistleblower's complaint set off the inquiry, and Republicans want to hear from that person in a closed hearing. Ed Donahue, Washington.
The political crisis in Bolivia, where rolling street protests amid accusations of election fraud forced the resignation of longtime President Evo Morales earlier this week, is exposing long-held differences within Russia's own political system, with pro-Kremlin and opposition voices splitting along familiar dividing lines. This is